I'm going to go back to roads here. The Subcommittee on Highways of the Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure of the United States House of Representatives held a field hearing in Oklahoma City February 4th of this year, 2011, and you appeared before that.
Yes.
I thought it was interesting in your remarks. You said there are 14,882 structurally deficient or functionally obsolete bridges, second highest in the nation on the 84,000 county roads in Oklahoma. 80% of those roads, located in the most rural areas largely used by Native Americans, are ineligible for federal funding as major or minor collectors. In 2010, tribes participated in the replacement of 71 deficient county bridges, and over the last decade have assisted the Oklahoma Department of Transportation with over $100 million in safety and access improvement projects. So here we are today, and we still have all these bridges that are structurally deficient or obsolete.
Most of them are county bridges. Most of them are on the county system and not on the state highway system. That's cold comfort if you fall through on them. But the counties are poorly financed, and that's why the tribal money is so important, because they get 80% money eligible from the Federal Highway Administration to replace these bridges, but they can't come up with the local 20%. And the tribes are filling the gap for that, and we are making progress. The Secretary of Transportation, Gary Ridley, is dedicated himself and the Department of Transportation to focus on these unsafe bridges on the state highway system before anything else. And it's not going to happen overnight. They didn't get that way overnight. I mean, we're driving on bridges that were designed for Model A's in a lot of cases.
And I suppose some of them, unless a bridge falls down like it did in Minneapolis, will go unattended for a long time.
Or, you know, we had one collapse in Harmon County. Fortunately, the truck got off of it before it fell into the creek, but it collapsed under the weight of a garbage truck, I think.
Right. Isn't it interesting? We have a hard time funding education, even health care, and roads and bridges, which you would think would be on the forefront of the legislature, but they are not.
Well, I admit, that's an agenda for me. We collect a lot of money for highways that isn't spent on highways. Your license tag, you'd think, would all go to roads. It doesn't. Less than 3% of your license tag goes to roads. I'm the chairman of a group called TRUST. That stands for Transportation Revenues Used Strictly for Transportation. And that's our manta. And our objective is to get road user fees back on roads. That's not a hard concept for me to get my hands around, nor is it for most people.
The general public, they want good roads and they want good bridges. So it would seem that's a no-brainer, but yet we don't want to pay for them.
Right. Well, a third of that money goes to education. And it's hard to advocate to take money away from the school kids in order to fix bridges. It just is. You know, I've got 13 grandkids, and as much as I love roads and bridges, I want them more to have a better education.
And it's interesting, today, September 22nd, President Obama has made a political issue out of bridges and roads, for on this very day, he was to visit Cincinnati, Ohio, and a bridge linking the home states of House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
And it says a lot that the bridge that would connect the states of two such powerful leaders would be considered functionally obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only obsolete bridges in Oklahoma. Here's the President of the United States making an issue, and he wants to make, say, a WPA project out of the infrastructure on this day.
From one rock rib Republican, I say, amen. I think we should do that. I think those kind of investments will last 50 years to 100 years. And it will advance the economy of this country because it links us all together. That's why the interstate system was so powerful. Before that, our commerce was limited by poor transportation. The interstate needs to be upgraded. It's 60 years old now. We need to be reinvesting in our infrastructure. Now, I know that we've got to balance the federal budget, and I'm an advocate of that also. Does that mean we need new taxes? Well, I'll say the unthinkable T word for Republican. Yeah, I think we need some new taxes in order to do that.